This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
This is the night. We are a narrative people. We love to tell and to retell the story. And as clergy and musicians and church staff, we try to create and recreate a narrative world where God's salvation history comes to life, where we don't just hear the story, we enter into it. And we read these stories as if we were there, because as God's beloved, this salvation history was worked out through time on our behalf. And tonight, we don't just hear the stories, we are claimed by them. This is the night that this story becomes our own thanks to the promise of Easter. We began the readings tonight at the literal beginning, God hovering over the waters, creating the world out of nothing and calling it good, creating us in God's image for communion and for rest and for right relationship. And even as the bonds of that relationship are broken, God does not withdraw. God continues to act, to repair, and to restore what has been torn. Through the waters of the Red Sea, when no way forward seemed possible, through the wilderness, even in struggle and wandering, and amidst the cries of the people, and even through the prophets, calling us repeatedly to repent and to return. And those waters, the waters are our waters. In baptism, we too pass from death into new life. We inhabit and we live inside these stories. They are ours. And yet we know this pattern. We struggle to stay in right relationship with God. We resist. We ignore Isaiah's invitation and we reject the prophets. Even at the tomb, we hear that the first witnesses are afraid, yet filled with joy. So we tell and we retell these stories to remind us that God works persistently and in the midst of human resistance and failure and ambiguity to bring life and to bring new relationship. God's faithfulness and desire for relationship with us has never depended on perfect faith or on steady obedience. But tonight we proclaim that something has changed. This is God breaking in and overcoming. The tomb is empty. Death no longer holds its power. Something has changed, not only for Jesus, but also for us. We're no longer defined by what is broken or by what is lost. Faith isn't pretending that the world is not broken or divided or sometimes filled with conflict. Faith is trusting that God is still at work and has claimed victory even when the evidence may feel thin. Our hope is real, even if it sometimes feels irrational. We have been claimed. And we've been made new in Christ. And resurrection Christ's victory doesn't wait for us to have it all together. It doesn't wait for certainty or clarity or even strong faith. It meets us exactly where God's story has always met people, in the dark, at the tomb, and in the midst of our fear and our questions. God rolls away the stone and light fills the tomb, just like the first light at the vigil. It fills the room and it casts out darkness. And the answer to that darkness, that doubt, and that fear has always been the same word that God spoke in the beginning. Life. Life. Love. Light. They come amidst the darkness. And they overcome, not someday, not once everything is perfect and resolved, but now, this night, for you. And not because you have all the answers, not because your faith is strong enough, but simply because you are God's beloved, and God is already rolling away the stones that darken your life. The Lord is risen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.